When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, it doesn't just tell us when, it tells us that we're supposed to do that, aren't we? Philippians 4:8, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest. That's what we're supposed to focus on, isn't it? We're supposed to focus on Him. Lord, once again, we thank you for this day. And once again, Lord, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives always, Lord. The work that you're doing, that you will continue to do. Lord, we praise you this morning. Open your word for us today, Lord, please. Open heaven for us, that we might see you, that we might know you better. Prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive your word and everything you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 34, 3 through 8 was our opening scripture. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. All my fears. Someone mentioned last night at the Brother Phil's memorial service that the Greek word for all means all. Not some. He doesn't do anything part way, does he? They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. That's the one verse that I wanted to focus on most. And actually, I'm going to be turning to 1 Corinthians 11 now. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Partake of him. In Ezekiel 2, the end of chapter 2 and the first part of chapter 3, Ezekiel was told to take and to eat the scroll. It said he did, and it was like honey in his mouth. Jeremiah 15:16, Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Psalm 19:10, talking about his judgments or his word, says it's sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Psalm 119:103 says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Honey. But there's another side to it. In Revelation 10:9, it says, John was told, take, eat, and eat it up. Talking about the scroll once again. God's word. And it shall make thine belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? I think it all depends on how serious we take God's word. Is it going to be sweet to us, or is it going to be bitter in our belly? John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In the beginning was the Word. Who's being talked about there? Jesus Christ. He's the Word. So when it talks about the Word of God being sweet to us, it's talking about Jesus Christ, isn't it? Of course it is. Everything in the Bible is about Jesus Christ. John chapter 6, Jesus refers to himself as the bread of life. And he tells his listeners that they were to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And that didn't go over very well for them. They had a hard time understanding that. But of course, we know what it means, don't we? The first Sunday of every month, we partake of communion. And it's symbolically eating his flesh and drinking his blood. It's receiving him, the Word. First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 32. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. So why do we do this? As a remembrance. He said, this do in remembrance of me. We do it as a remembrance to keep it fresh in our minds. But it's more than just remembering, isn't it? It's a celebration. It's a celebration of him. It's a celebration of what he did for us. Thank you, Lord. So why do we do this as a remembrance? How are we to do this? We have several instructions in here. How are we to do this? Verse 23 says, For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. How are we to do it? Evangelistically. My computer word check said that's not a word. But I come up with a lot of them sometimes. In fact, I'm usually profounded by it. That's not a word either. Oh, it is now. Evangelistically. Paul said, I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. The things that we receive of God, we're supposed to share with people, aren't we? That's what evangelizing is all about. Sharing the word. Verse 24, And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. How are we to do this? We're to do it thankfully. If Jesus can give thanks for the bread and the cup, and what it represented that he was going to have to go through, then we can do that too, can't we? Especially when we recognize that he did it for us. Verse 25, After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. We are to do this orderly. After this manner, it says. You know, this was actually a Passover celebration that they were observing. And it's called a Seder, S-E-D-E-R, Passover Seder. Seder means order. We're to do it orderly. God is the God of order, isn't he? For as often as you drink of this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. We're to do this frequently. Do we do it every day? We don't do it every day. We don't do it every week. But then again, we don't do it every 6 months either. We do it once a month because we want it to be fresh as possible, but yet we don't want it to become commonplace or stale or... We want it to have significance. For as often as you drink of this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. We are to do this perpetually. It says you are to show the Lord's death until he comes. In other words, we keep doing this until he comes back and gets us, right? Verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. We are to do this worthily. There's many different examples of unworthiness. Unrepentance, unconfessed sin, disbelief, alienation from God and his ways. Hebrews 10:29 says, of how much sorer punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. These people, instead of being cleansed by the blood, were actually guilty of the blood because of the way they approached it. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Well, here's another word for you. We are to do this introspectively. We're supposed to examine ourselves. We're supposed to look deep inside ourselves and see if there's something there that would keep us from worthily partaking of this. Does that mean we should run out the door? No, that means we'll have the opportunity while the elements are being passed out to look into our hearts and to talk to God about what we see there. Let him deal with it. Come to terms with him now, today. Funny thing about God is he wants everything today, doesn't he? And that's good, because we do too. Examine yourselves. Jesus said that the stone that the builders rejected would become the chief cornerstone. But he also said that if we don't fall on that stone, it will fall on us. If we fall on the stone, then we become broken, which is good. A broken and a contrite spirit he will not despise. But if that stone falls on us, we'll be crushed. It's better to be broken than crushed. Examine ourselves. Fall on the mercy of his court. I had something happen to me when I was in the Air Force, when I was getting out of the service. I worked on the flight line, and I had to hand in my tools. And I took my tools in the supply there, and I set them down and with my little checklist and everything to check out. And the guy that was supply sergeant said, do you have any tools missing? I said, yes, I do. He said, very many? I said, quite a lot. And he said, okay. And he checked it off and handed it to me, and I went my way. I knew how it worked. I knew what was going to happen. I knew I'd been told that if I go in there and I say, nah, they're all there, then he'd have said, well, let's look and see. And then I would have ended up having to pay for all those tools. It's kind of like that when we come to God, isn't it? Yes, Lord. I'm a sinner. We fall on His mercy. Verse 29, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. We're to do this reverently. Reverently, that means to revere, to be in awe of, to fear, as in fearing the Lord. It's a reverential trust. Can anybody sum up the entire law in two words? I wasn't sure where I was going to put this in. Two words sum up the entire law. All 713. Yes, Mark? What's that? Messed up. Love God and love man. Obedience. Two words. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, it says, I place all heaven and earth as a witness before you. This day I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Then Moses says the two words that sums up the entire law. He says, choose life. Choose life. We have decisions and choices placed before us every day. Choose life, that you will live and your seed will live. Where was I? Verse 30. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. We are to do this cautiously, because there are consequences. There are repercussions. What's that? There I go. I had my tongue wrapped around my eye tooth, and I couldn't see what I was saying. We are to do this cautiously. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. We are to do this honestly. Judging ourselves in all honesty. God wants us to be real with Him, doesn't He? He wants us to be sincere. Many times when I see the word perfect, especially in the New Testament, I think of the word real or sincere. Because that's where it starts. I'm not going to be perfect until He perfects me, but yet I'm going to sincerely try to be as perfect as I can. Anybody else in here besides me fall short of that? I see a lot of hands that went up and a lot of hands that should have gone. No. Be real with God. Be honestly with Him. Judge ourselves. That way He doesn't have to judge us. Verse 32, but when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We're to do this willingly. We're to do this with faith, trusting in Him. Because everything He's going to do to us is going to be for our good. Psalm 94:12 says, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Chastened. When I was a child, my home had a phenomenon called a woodshed. I got to visit it quite often. Some of us learn kind of slow, don't we? The rod of correction, knew it. But yet I had it coming. And I didn't hate my father for doing that, did I? If he didn't care about me, he wouldn't have done that. If I didn't care about my children, I wouldn't have corrected them the same way. Now, of course, they're trying to take that away from us. They're trying to say that that's inhumane and we shouldn't do that. And I think that's one of the main one of the problems we have in this world today. Hebrews 12, 5 through 9 says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. That's pretty harsh, isn't it? Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more, or much rather, be in subjection unto the Lord of spirits and live? If we didn't have a problem with our father doing it, our earthly father, then we shouldn't have a father with our problem with our heavenly father doing it, should we? Communion. We have a covenant with God. Actually, we are beneficiaries of the oldest covenant there is. Now, you might be thinking, well, the oldest covenant was with Adam and Eve, or maybe the Mosaic covenant, but actually the covenant between the Father and the Son took place long before Adam and Eve ever were. It's an everlasting covenant. It's going to be forever, but it also is from forever. It's between the Father and the Son with this Holy Spirit being a witness. By partaking of communion, we're accepting it. We are agreeing to it. We're agreeing to be a party of that covenant. With communion, we are renewing and reaffirming that covenant. I'm going to ask Bill and John to come forward and pass out the elements. And once again, while the elements are being passed out, I'm going to ask everybody just to bow your head and speak to the Lord about the condition of your heart. And if He shows you something there, then talk to Him about it. Ask Him to make it right. Has everybody been served? Have we missed anybody? Thank you, gentlemen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this bread, Lord, that represents your body. We thank you, Lord, for that body that was given for us, that was broken, that was nailed to a cross for our sins. You took our place, Lord. We thank you. You may eat the bread. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Lord, we thank you for this cup. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that you shed. The blood, Lord, that cleanses us of our sin. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice you made for us. You may drink the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes.
Jesus, there's just something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Something about that name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for being here with us today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for teaching us and instructing us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that for the changes you make in us, that you do cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Lord, I just pray that you just be with each one of us. Go with us, Lord, and bring us back safe when we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming. That concludes our service.